Greetings, friends, and welcome to the Beach Church Podcast. This is the podcast for Christmas. Merry Christmas to you, wherever you are and however you are at this very moment. I pray that the depth of Christmas, the hope of Christmas, the peace of Christmas, the joy of Christmas, and the love of Christmas makes its way into your heart and your spirit. And let's keep with tradition here on the podcast and begin our time together in a spirit of thanksgiving. And in the spirit of Christmas, I'll have you first breathe in, take in this first gift of Christmas, the breath of life. Take it in and savor it and thank God for it and let it go. And draw in another breath. And again, give thanks to God. And now I encourage you to call to mind Christmas memories. Good ones. Maybe they're simple blessings. Maybe it's a gift that you gave, or a gift you received, or a place you were one Christmas, or the people that were with you. Could be a Christmas that was particularly challenging, but in it you found something special. Receive it and thank God for it. For on this day, God blesses us with the gift of His Son, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, in whose name we gather, in whose name we worship. Let's join together in worship. Friends, let's join together in the lighting of the last candle of the season. I'm actually recording the podcast in the morning of Christmas Eve out here on Pensacola Beach. And I love repeating myself when I say it is a beautiful morning out here on Pensacola Beach. And so let's join together in this special time of candle lighting. If you need to pause and grab a candle if you'd like, please do so. And if you want to follow along, a reminder that there is a digital bulletin that comes with the podcast. You can go to the left margin of where you found today's podcast, below that line. It says Sermon Notes, and in there you can click on that link and the bulletin will come up for you. So let's begin. Tonight, or today, or this afternoon, as we light the Christ candle, celebrating the birth of Jesus Christ, the light of the world, as we light this candle, we rejoice in the fulfillment of God's promise. Jesus Christ has come. He is Emmanuel, God with us. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. Come, Lord Jesus, and dwell among us. Shine through us with your light, hope, peace, joy, and love. With that, we light this Christ candle. Thank you. Our first scripture reading comes from the prophet Isaiah in the 9th chapter, verses 2 through 7. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in a land of deep darkness, on them light has shined. You have multiplied the nation. You have increased its joy. They rejoice before you as with joy at the harvest, as people exult when dividing plunder. For the yoke of their burden and the bar across their shoulders, the rod of their oppressor, you have broken as on the day of Midian. For all the boots of the tramping warriors and all the garments rolled in blood shall be burned as fuel for the fire. For a child has been born for us, a son given to us. Authority rests on his shoulders, and he is named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Great will be his authority, and there shall be endless peace for the throne of David and his kingdom. He will establish and uphold it with justice and with righteousness from this time onward and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this. Our gospel reading comes from the Gospel of Luke, the 2nd chapter, verses 1 through 20. In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration that was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child. And she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger, because there was no place in the guest room. Now in that same region there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them. And they were terrified. The angel said to them, Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger. And suddenly, there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. And Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, just as it had been told them. This is the word of God for the people of God, and we give thanks to God for it. Let's join together in prayer. Holy, holy, holy Lord God Almighty, heaven and earth are filled with your glory. We call out to you on this day of Christmas, during the celebration of the birth of your Son, our Lord Jesus. We call to you, O God, and we give you thanks for the gift of this, your good word, alive and living among us. Words captured and written down and passed along. A word that speaks all creation into being. A word made flesh that dwells among us. Help us, O God, to be still and to receive the gift of this, your good word. Amen. Somewhat hard for me to believe, but here we are. It's Christmas. It's the morning of Christmas Eve. As I said, I'm standing here in the sanctuary at church, and the island is just waking up, and some of the Christmas visitors are making their way around the neighborhood with a cup of coffee and out walking dogs. It's too cold to go in the water today. But there is a peace in the air, and you can feel it. If you just pause for a moment and just look around and listen and just sit and seek to receive it, there's a gift in the air right now. It's a peace. It can be elusive, especially if you have plans to be running around today, finishing up at work, or last minute shopping to do, or preparations to be made, or just trying to figure out what it is you're doing, or maybe this whole year has been a year of perseverance and making it through another day. Whether this is a mountaintop year for you or a year in the valley or someplace in between, I pray that we can receive the gift of the peace that is present in the moment, the peace and the encouragement that we find from Isaiah, and the hope and the peace and the promise that we find in the telling of the birth of Jesus in Luke. These treasures that we receive from our ancient ancestors, who lived an experience so life-changing and so profound, they knew it needed to be recorded and handed on generation upon generation, stories that impacted them very directly then and there in the settings in which they lived. But the truth that they represented and expressed, they knew to be an eternal truth, universal to all humankind. The opening of what Isaiah has to say to us in this moment, the people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Seen a great light. This is what makes the promise of Christmas profound. This is what enables us to say Merry Christmas and mean it. And pray that it transcends our current circumstances. Though you may walk in a deep darkness, Merry Christmas. Christ has come. God is. This is not some elaborate ruse. This is not some elaborate fiction. Book upon book, scroll upon scroll, prophet, saint, and sinner alike testify to the goodness of God and to the moment when all these prophecies, all these stories, the succession of kings, sacrifice and community, all of it comes to the full in the little town of Bethlehem. Kind of an out of the way place. Born to parents of very humble pedigree. A child is born. A child who is the full embodiment of the entirety of the story of the people of Israel and the promise that God's grace would be given to the entire world for all of us. If this year finds you walking in a deep darkness or a darkness that is maybe not that heavy, but you can feel it, if this season finds you in a good place of salt and light and grace and peace, no matter where you feel you might connect on that spectrum of life experience, the people have seen a great light. This story of a baby born 2,000 some odd years ago, a baby come to save us all, requires our attention, requires our tender, loving care, just like a baby. That the faith that we are gifted with requires something of us. It requires us to pay attention. It requires care and feeding and nurturing. to love and to cherish and to hold and to converse with this child of promise who is faith, who is love, who is grace and peace and sacrifice and hope. This Jesus, this little vulnerable baby, come to save us all. Through his truth, through his vulnerability, calling on the deepest good in every human heart. This is the grace and the peace and the gift of the season. This is why we sing the hymns and the carols. This is why we offer sacrifice and praise, so that we can nurture our relationship with this beautiful gift that we receive in the person of Jesus. And the more we love him and nurture him in our relationship with him, and the more we seek to share him with others, a light shines in the darkness. And we can find, especially those of us who have felt that we're walking in some kind of a deep darkness, we find what St. Paul refers to as the peace that passes understanding. That sense of, even when you're looking around at your circumstances, perhaps, and you think, I'm okay. I'm okay. Or if your circumstances are pretty nice right now, the balance in the account is pretty good, things are going well at work, your family is doing well, you have this sense that this is all great. But if some of this were to change, I feel like I'm on solid ground. I'm surrounded by people who love me, good people, people of kindness and good charity. People who in ways very profound or very humbly have learned to walk in the way of Christ, to be Christ-like, who live lives of self-giving love. A gospel that begins in very humble circumstances. A life of humility and truth for 30 some odd brief years. A life so brilliant that it changed the world. A life so rich and full that it endures forever and invites us into the same. All of you who listen on a regular basis, and those of you, maybe a friend forwarded this podcast to you in hopes that you might listen and hear the story of Jesus maybe for the first time. There is such a rich reward in having a relationship with God. A God who comes in the form of a person, not a doctrine or a dogma or an ideology. It's kind of hard to love those things. He comes in the form of a person, someone you can hug and tell your secrets to, someone you can lean on for help in times of trouble, someone you can celebrate with when things are good. For unto us a son is given, for unto us a child is born, new hope and new light and new life. And even if things just feel flat right now, nothing seems to have a luster, or when things are bright and shiny, a sense of foundation that even if that circumstance changes, I'm going to be okay. Spend some time with this gift. Spend some time with our scriptures, this Bible stories, the music of the church, time in the company of dear friends. Consider ways that you can extend grace in ways that you need it. And know that's an overflowing gift from our God. And with all these things in mind, however it is you will recognize and celebrate Christmas this year, know that God abides with you in the person of Jesus and in the mystery and the power and the presence of God's Holy Spirit. It is tremendous good news, to which I say, Amen. Heavenly Father, we call out to you on this Christmas, and we give you thanks for the blessings of this day, for the new hope that it brings into our lives. We confess, God, that the life of faith can be elusive to us sometimes, hard to hold, hard to practice. But we come to you at this moment with our hands open and our arms outstretched. And we confess the ways that we've fallen short. And we pray to receive the promise of grace that when we come to you with a broken spirit and a contrite heart, you will offer us your embrace. And so we seek that divine embrace at this very moment. We give you thanks for all that is good and right and true and pure and worthy and lovely. For all of the colors and the sights and the sounds and the smells, for the sunsets and sunrises, the stars and the moon, for people we love. Help us to hold these good things in our hearts and our minds. We pray, O God, over all of creation and all of humankind. Bless us, Holy One, with your grace and peace and inspiration. And in this moment, O God, we take just a moment, O God, to take our prayer lists and show them to you. The lists of joys and concerns, opportunities and celebrations. And we make a silent space to share our hearts with you, to listen for your voice and to feel your presence. We break our silence. We thank you, God, for the gifts of peace and quiet. We celebrate together a prayer that we have received, we've inherited as a gift. Hear us as we say together, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. And so, my dear friends, as we prepare to go our separate ways, as we prepare for the day ahead, whatever it will bring, if it brings grand celebrations or quiet reflections, Jesus has been born. God is with us right here and right now and forever. And with that sure and certain knowledge, we can say with confidence, Merry Christmas. God bless us, everyone. God bless us, our God, that we know in three persons. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, who is with you, bids you Merry Christmas and blesses you with peace. Go in peace. Amen. Thank you.